Very good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Glad to be with you on this eve of Thanksgiving Day. I want to wish each and every one of you a very, very happy Thanksgiving Day and a Friday and the whole weekend. We also want to let you know that we're going to be giving away tickets to MSU Minnesota hockey coming up on Friday and Saturday. They're two of the best teams. Minnesota's the best team in the country right now. We have a pair of tickets to give away to the Friday and Saturday game. Call 353-5000, 353-5000 for your chance to win hockey tickets right here on AM 870 WKAR. 353-5000, area code 517 for your chance to win MSU hockey tickets. Now, the Spartan Football Awards Banquet is scheduled for Sunday, December 4th at the Kellogg Center in East Lansing. A reception will begin at 5 p.m. with dinner and player introductions and award programs to follow at 6 p.m. Reservations can be made by sending a check payable to Michigan State University to Spartan Football Awards Banquet, Duffy Doherty Football Building, Scandalera Center, East Lansing, Michigan, 448824. For more information regarding the banquet, call 355-1647. That's 355-1647. Well, now it's time for the last week of our Big Ten picks, and on the line is the guy who's in the lead of making our Big Ten picks this year. He's in the lead by a couple of games, so we have Jack Ebling with us. Jack, how you doing?
What do you know, Earl?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I'm just
Glenn
a couple.
Gave the standings, but that's really no surprise. I don't know if that's really classified as news.
No, it's not news. It'll be news, I guess, when I pass you in the last week of the season. Then it'll be news.
We stop the presses if that ever happens.
We might have to stop them. We might have to do that. You're in head by two. You by two over me. You're in first, 57-20, and Drew is second, 56-21, and I'm third, 55-22. So just trailing you by a couple. I think we're getting Drew on the line now. Ben's dialing him up there, so we might have both of you on, which we haven't had that on in quite a while in the last few weeks. So we
so
might.
What's your strategy here? Are you trying to catch me, or are you just trying not to finish last?
No, I'm trying to catch you. I'm always going for number one.
First time for everything.
Yeah, well, I might get it. Well, Drew's not with us right now, so we'll go on and get started here. Okay, we've got some pretty interesting games in the last week. How do you like Iowa and Nebraska?
I like Nebraska, but this is not as much of a lock as people thought it was. Nebraska kind of staggering to the finish line. Wouldn't shock me if Iowa won, but I'll go with the Huskers at home.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll do the same thing. I'll go with Nebraska on that one. Now one that's very interesting, Illinois at Minnesota.
Yeah, that is an interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give Illinois one more win, although there are a lot of people in Champaign who would just as soon get this thing over with.
Yes, and get rid of Zucker.
Get Ron Zucker out of town.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with the Illini.
Okay. Well, I'll go with Minnesota.
Ooh.
So we've got one differ there. I'm going to go with the upset.
Okay.
Okay, and then we got the barn burner that, it should be a barn burner, and that's Penn State at Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm big on Wisconsin.
Yep.
I've been with them all year. I think that they are a tremendous football team. It's had a couple last-second losses, and I'm going to go with the Badgers big at home.
Well, I've been on that Penn State defensive bandwagon because they've got a fantastic defense all year long. I really love their defense, but like you, I think Wisconsin's probably got a little too much with Russell Wilson and Monte Ball there. So I'm going to agree with you in that one. I'm going to go with Wisconsin as well.
Okay.
Okay. What about Purdue at Indiana?
Purdue at Indiana. Okay,
yes.
This is my Ben McCann pick. I'm going to give the Boilers, as you would say, a reluctant vote.
Okay, well, I'll take Indiana in a major upset.
Ooh.
I'll go with Indiana.
Let them do
Hey, listen, last week I convinced him to take Purdue. I was telling him all the things he wanted to hear, and he took Purdue, and, man, my phone was exploding on Saturday when they lost. So maybe he shouldn't pick the Purdue game anymore.
You know, if he picked Purdue over Ohio State, he wouldn't be in this pickle.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I like everybody else, I thought that Ohio State was the better team, but obviously they proved that they weren't that day. Well, now we've got Michigan State at Northwestern, and we've got Drew on the line, so we'll bring Drew in here. Drew, we'll go back over the picks and let you make yours, but we're getting ready to do Michigan State at Northwestern. How do you see that one, Jack?
Well, let's go back and get Drew's picks so we know where he is up to this point.
Okay. Okay, yes. Drew, you on? Who do you like between Iowa and at Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Okay. Then we've got Illinois at Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Okay, well, you and I agree on that one. Penn State at Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, we all got Wisconsin there. Purdue at Indiana.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a toughie. Okay, I've got Indiana, so I'm by myself on that one. I'm taking Indiana. Then Ohio State. We'll save that one. Michigan State at Northwestern.
Michigan State.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to take Northwestern on that one. Yeah, I'm going to take Northwestern.
You have no choice.
I got Michigan State on that one.
Okay. And then we've got Ohio State at Michigan, the final one. So, Jack, who do you like between the Buckeyes and the Wolves?
I'll take Michigan by a touchdown.
Okay. And Drew?
Yeah, I have to take the Wolverines in that one.
Boy. See, you guys making me.
Here's your chance,
Earl. You're making
you
me
to do it.
Your last place. You have to.
Yeah, give me the Buckeyes. So either I'll finish first or either I'll finish further last.
Right. That's the way it should be.
You guys know that if Earl finishes first, you will never, ever, ever, ever hear the end of it. Never.
Well, if Earl finishes first, I'm going into the witness protection program.
Yeah, you might have to. You might have to. Boy, that Ohio State-Michigan game, I'm sort of like you guys. I mean, I think Michigan is the better team this year. But Ohio State, as we know, they've been a pretty good defensive team all year long. And that might, you know, win the game for them.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, they're going to be a physical defensive team, and they're going to do what Bo Pelini, for whatever reason, did not do a week ago in Ann Arbor, and that was he kind of sat back in a zone and let Robinson take the play to him. I mean, that's stupidity. MSU, the last 2 years, has provided the Big Ten with the blueprint of how to contain Denard Robinson, physical at the point of attack, force him to react rather than act. And I think Ohio State is going to follow that blueprint, so... Physically, I think Ohio State will probably be will put more pressure on Michigan's offense than Nebraska's offense.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Somebody's got your radio on. Probably should turn your radio down there, Drew or Jack. One of you have your radio on.
Not me.
We're hearing feedback here. Okay. Well, yeah, still. Try to deal with that. Let's see.
How does that sound? A little better?
Yeah, we still hear it there. And Ben's going to go get one of our engineers. So, Jack, how do you see that game?
Are you talking about Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan, Ohio State. How do you see it playing out?
I see Michigan as just having a little bit too much at home. And, you know, it's been, 75 years since Michigan's won that game?
Probably 78, but okay.
So, you know, I think that eventually everything changes. And I look for Michigan to get its victory. I didn't see this coming a couple weeks ago, but I think Michigan is a much improved team. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if Michigan winds up in the BCS game.
Yeah. What do you guys? I got to ask you guys. What do you guys think about the rumors coming out right now? Urban, a done deal with Urban Meyer, and that could be announced as early as Monday. The fact that it's leaking out 2 days before the Michigan-Ohio State game, I think there's a deliberate plan to this with Ohio State, pretty much telling U of M and everyone else in the Big Ten, you know what, you guys have had success against us this year, but basically you had success against us, the junior varsity.
Yeah. If it is Urban Meyer, then that's certainly a coup for Ohio State, and that's going to bring that rivalry up another notch again.
I don't know about even bringing up a rivalry up to another notch. I think it goes back to Ohio State dominating the Big Ten, like we've seen over the last 10 years.
Yeah, it might take
a couple of... I don't know that it's a done deal from what I'm hearing now. It's there's still some work to be done, but everyone expects it to happen. And, you know, it's a matter of dotting some I's and crossing some T's, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Drew, we're going to have to call you back. It sounds like it's coming from your phone line, so we're going to try to call you back one time.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and we'll call Drew Sharp back. Jack, we may have to call you back as well. Looks like this is it's on both lines here for us. So we'll call you back as well. So maybe we can get them both back. If for some reason, we're having a feedback on both lines, on both our guest line today. So we'll see if we can get them back. But you can still give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. Well, tonight there's a basketball game on the Michigan State campus between Michigan State and Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And so that should be, I'm just reading now because I haven't really read too much about Wisconsin-Milwaukee. They are 4-0. And so Michigan State, of course, 2-2. Rob Jeter's the coach there. He's been a pretty good coach for them, but that should be a tough game for Michigan State. So 4-0 against 2-2, even though everyone believes the Spartans should win the game. And we got to think that they've got a good chance to win it, obviously, coming in here to play an undefeated team against 2-2 Michigan State. It should be a pretty good game, so we'll see. And as you know, Bo Ryan used to be the coach at Wisconsin-Milwaukee before he went to Wisconsin. And he was a very good coach there. And he became the coach after Bo Ryan left. So Wisconsin-Milwaukee bringing in a good team here to Michigan State. Just looking at that should be a pretty good matchup. Looking at they've got some size. They don't have a ton of size. So it's going to be as far size-wise, Michigan State will have the advantage over them. And you can give us a call, talk sports with us, and talk about when I'm looking at the stats here, they're pretty even as far as points scored, points allowed against their defense is given up, almost the same. So it's a pretty good stat-wise, they're pretty even. So this I think, will help give Michigan State a good chance to see how good they are defensively. They score 67 points a game. They allow 52 points a game. University of Wisconsin scores 66 points a game. They allow 52 points a game. So we'll get a chance to see how good they are. Now, so that should be pretty interesting, and we'll talk more about that Wisconsin-Milwaukee game and the Michigan State game coming up tonight in Breslin Arena. So it should be a good game, 7 o'clock tonight between U of M, Milwaukee, and the University of Wisconsin. And we'll talk more about that. The time right now, 20 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870. WKAR. Well, okay, and having some technical problems here today, so we'll try to get those worked out if we can. Let's see if we got Jack back on the line, so we'll go bring Jack back in. Jack, how you doing there?
You guys got this thing figured out yet?
We're working on it. We're working on it. You sound okay, though, right now.
You know, you pay an engineer like Ben $150,000 to come in here and
that's
do this.
True.
Right?
That's true.
You ought to be able to do it without feedback.
Yeah, that's true. He should, but hey, what can you do?
The only feedback you should get is from us.
Well, let's see. We've got, I was going to ask you, are you going to the hockey games this weekend?
I am going to be at Ford Field. I'm broadcasting the two of the games on Friday, including Fowler and Mendon.
Okay.
And I'll be doing Division 4 and Division 8 and watching the other games there on Friday. And then Saturday morning, I'm leaving for Evanston with Austin Townsend and Steve Grinzel. So we'll be doing that game and getting back late that night.
Okay, well, you get the chance to see the Spartans, which should be a pretty good game. Now, I picked Northwestern. I sort of picked them because they've played, in, whether it's Dan Persa or Kane Coulter, they've had great quarterback play all year long. The defense has slowly been improving a little bit, so I sort of like Northwestern probably to sneak in and get that win.
If Northwestern needed this game to be bowl eligible, I might agree with you. And at the beginning of the season, back in May, I made predictions, game-by-game picks for Michigan and Michigan State. And last week's Michigan win over Nebraska was the first one I've been wrong on. So I've been right on every game for Michigan State and 10 out of 11 for Michigan. Now, over the course of the season with injuries and some things, I changed a couple of things. But going back to my original predictions, last week's, I had Nebraska beating Michigan back in May. So I did have Northwestern beating Michigan State in this game. But I'm changing that now, too, and going with the Spartans.
Okay, so that'll be interesting if you're going to switch on that one. I know you've been on that Iowa bandwagon. I don't know if you should have stayed on that Iowa bandwagon. You've been on them for most of the games this year.
Iowa and Wisconsin. I haven't picked against Wisconsin except for the Michigan State game.
Mm-hmm.
I did have Michigan State beating Wisconsin, but I did not have Ohio State beating Wisconsin.
Well, who do you like between the Lions and the Packers coming up on tomorrow?
I like the Packers, but I could see the Lions winning this game. It wouldn't shock me. I've seen strange things happen on Thanksgiving Day, good and bad.
Yes.
And I remember very clearly, the first Thanksgiving Day game I ever saw in person was in 1962.
Yep.
And the Lions beat the then undefeated Packers, kept them from having a perfect season, beat them 26-14, and basically lived in the Green Bay backfield.
Yeah, so I remember watching that game on television. That was one of the better Packer games, and that was the game that that made Vince Lombardi say he didn't want to play the Lions anymore on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, Bart Starr certainly didn't. He had Roger Brown sitting on top of him most of the day.
Yeah, because that was just a tough game for the Lions, and of course it's ruined Green Bay. That was their only loss for the season, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They went on and won the championship.
They had a perfect season, other than that, and they beat the Lions the first time in Green Bay. That was a 9-7 game, and that was the game when Milt Plum threw the interception and Terry Barr slipped. They were trying to ice the game, and Herb Adderley intercepted, ran it back, and set up a game-winning field goal.
That was almost – didn't it sort of reminds you, when you go back and you look at it, it sort of reminds you like of a college game, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it was a different game in those days.
It was a different game in those days.
Yeah, quarterback threw for 200 yards. That was headline.
Yes. That's true. And the running backs, it was a running game, but, boy, the fans sort of seemed like they treated it a little bit differently than the ordinary games that they have, the ordinary pro games. That, to me, always seemed to have that more of a college atmosphere and, you know, in that Lions game, especially on that Thanksgiving Day game over the years. It always seemed to have that sort of, and maybe because they have the bands, some bands in there for the halftime entertainment, maybe that has a little something to do with it. But it just seems to have more of a college atmosphere.
Now, you used to go to a lot of Lions games, but you didn't go to the Thanksgiving games.
No, for a few years I did. And
yeah,
they lost most
of
them.
Right?
They lost most of them.
Yeah. They weren't going to let you back in. They kept losing, so...
Yeah, I mean, of course, some of those Barry Sanders games were great. You know, those years were some of the best years the Lions had. The best runner in the league, of course. And during that time, you know, I just wish they could have got him a quarterback. If they really had got him a quarterback during those years, they would have invested in a quarterback. That might have been really a very good Lions team over the years.
They won 12 games 1 year.
Yeah, they did. They had one year real good with the lefty out there. Scott Mitchell. That's right. He was pretty good quarterback for a while. Well, Jack, I guess I will see you at the game tonight.
I just want to go over this real quick, Earl, so you don't change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone agrees on Wisconsin and Nebraska winning those games. Is that right?
Yep.
Everyone has Nebraska beating Iowa and Wisconsin beating Penn State.
Yep.
And then you're different on the other four from me.
Yep.
And different in three of them from Drew. For anybody who cares and is following along, Drew and I have Michigan State. You have Northwestern. Drew and I have Michigan. You have Ohio State. Drew and I have
Purdue,
and you have Indiana.
Yeah.
And then I have Illinois, and you and Drew have Minnesota. Mm. So if Michigan State, Ohio State, Minnesota, and Indiana win, we'll have a three-way tie.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. I'm the least confident on is that Purdue-Indiana game. That's the one I have the least confidence on Indiana, because we saw Indiana last night, and they're really a lousy team. So I don't think I'll win that one, but I'd say,
Did you see the Purdue-Michigan game?
No.
There's a lot of lousiness to go around here.
Yeah, that's true. Well, as Drew would say, the Big Ten is bad, and it's really bad this year.
But Drew says that every year.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But this year, it does seem, with the way Indiana and Minnesota have been playing this year, it leads a lot of credence to that, unfortunately, with them. But, you know, we've got Ohio State, we've got Michigan, and we've got Michigan State and Purdue, I mean, Wisconsin and Penn State. Pretty good teams there. A lot of the rest of them, well, hey, what can we say? Nebraska didn't come in, though. A lot of people remember, I think, when we were talking about the beginning of the season, we talked about Nebraska coming in and winning their division. They didn't do it. They come in, like a lot of people said, hey, they're just not the Nebraska of old or the Nebraska of a few years ago, but they're still a pretty good team.
Well, Nebraska could still, I guess, finish with a win here and be in position to get a pretty good bowl game out of this. But kind of faltered down the stretch, and a lot of people said that they might have an adjustment period coming to Big Ten football. I think that's proven out.
Yes,
I thought Michigan State might have a better team than Nebraska, but I just was surprised Michigan State was able to navigate the schedule and get through the way they did with those five road games.
We must admit they did do a pretty good job of that. And
they're not done yet. They still got to finish it out.
Exactly, they got to finish it out, and then the game on the neutral field, that'll be an interesting game. It'll be equal footing for both teams. That's for sure. The game in Indianapolis, but
if the odds makers are right, mm-hmm. when the regular season ends, there's only going to be one Big Ten team with one conference loss.
Yes,
Michigan State.
Yes, that's pretty good. You have to take your hats off to Mark D'Antonio and the staff. They've done a great job this year. The great job, their full 5 years, he's done a great job. And building this team, bringing it along, and making Michigan State really one of the powers to threaten other teams in the Big Ten.
And the battle cry all year has been the same: get Robinson to the Rose Bowl. They've always wanted to get you back out there since you missed that chance January 1st, 1988, and you said you were going to go the next time. I don't think anyone realized that it would be 24 years later, but this is your chance, Earl. I don't think it's going to get any better in this one.
I'm still not sure. I'm not going to put any – I mean, I'll wait till it actually happens, you know. Right now,
if they win that Big Ten championship game, you can just keep driving.
Yep.
You can just keep heading west.
Yep. And they might win it. Who knows? They might win it. Wisconsin might win it if it ends up being a Wisconsin-Michigan State game. That could be an interesting contest if they have a rematch.
Yeah, I think Michigan State stacks up much better against Penn State.
Yeah, I do too. I think that'll be a tough game, even though I like Penn State's defense, but they don't have the offense for sure to match up with Michigan State. So I would give Michigan State the edge in a Michigan State-Penn State rematch. But that would be their first time. But the rematch between Wisconsin and Michigan State, I might have to go with Wisconsin, that's for sure.
You know, scheduling makes such a difference. We were talking to Tom Izzo about this yesterday. And, you know, you get a schedule where you don't play Wisconsin or Penn State, like Michigan, and then that's not meant as a slap at Michigan. I think Brady Hoke's done a good job, and the Wolverines have been somewhat of a surprise this year, although I thought they'd win at least eight games. But the fact is, if you don't play those teams, if those are the two don't plays that you get, makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, hey, they got the break this year. Hey, Jack, it was good talking with you, my friend. Hey, we'll talk. Well, we might talk next week. I don't know if we can't make a prediction just for one game, but we may call in and just have a you know, maybe you and Drew and I will just hash around that championship game.
All right, just so I collect my $100,000 for this one.
Yeah, yeah. You got it. It's in the mail. Okay, we'll talk to you, Jack. Yeah, bye-bye. And that's Jack Ebling from Sport Magazine talking sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. The time is 31 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. You're listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. Do we have the – oh, we have the our cuts working now. We have our – okay, we'll take a break now, and we want to say stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
The fallout from the Super Committee's super failure. Eight GOP presidential contenders meet to debate national security. Newt brushes off Freddie Mac to stay at the top of the polls, while President Obama books a trip to New Hampshire. I'm Neil Cunnan. Political junkie Ken Rudin joins us to check in on New Hampshire and Iowa. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Good afternoon. I'm Scott Pohl. Our weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, a high of 48 degrees. The low tonight, 32 and mostly clear. The Thanksgiving Day outlook, windy and sunny with a high of 55. And it'll be mostly sunny on Friday with a high of 56.
3559527 or toll free 877-952-7870. Our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. We'll be giving away hockey tickets at the end of today's program. Call 353-5000, area code 517, 353-5000, area code 517 for your chance to win tickets to the MSU Minnesota hockey game coming up this weekend. We've got Drew Sharp back on, so let's bring him in. Drew, how you doing, man?
What kind of phones do you guys have up there in MSU?
Yeah, well, yeah. They finally got it right. Yeah. Ben is over there screwing up, so I'll blame it on him.
No, it's your fault, Earl. Don't blame Ben.
Yeah, I got to blame somebody.
Yeah, it's you. they put the phone system in there, you know, 2 years before you were born. That puts it by the time Lincoln was president. So.
Well, okay. Well, let's ask you first off of the game tomorrow between the Lions and the Packers. How do you see that one?
Is there a game tomorrow?
Yeah, it is.
I thought they canceled the Thanksgiving Day game with the Lions. Well, they're still playing, huh?
Yeah, they decided to get it back every now and then. You know, the Green Bay likes to come in. They don't like to do it every year for, you know, but they're coming in tomorrow for it. And they just happen to be unbeaten, just like they were back in 1962.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's drawing the parallel to the 62 game. Bart Starr came in there.
Yep.
And the Lions sacked them like seven or eight times. And, you know, it tells you how... You know, when you can look back, you have to go back almost 50 years to find something.
You do.
To find something that you can draw a parallel to this game with. So, it should be a very exciting game. The crowd there, as loud as it was for the Monday night game against Chicago, this is going to be even more electric because the game actually means more. The Monday night game was kind of a spectacle, kind of a, you know, not, I don't want to say freak show, but just kind of one of these wild things, this comes out of nowhere, you know, this, because it's this late in the season and the stakes are so much higher for the Lions, more so than the Packers. I mean, people are saying there's more pressure on the Packers. No, there isn't. The Packers are going to win the NFC North. They're going to get probably the top seed. Whether or not they go 16-0, big deal.
Right.
The Lions have to win this game. The Lions lose this game, then the best they can hope for probably is 10-6. and 10-6 in the NFC this year, there's no guarantee of the playoffs. They lose this game, you might be looking at 9-7.
Yes, that's what I would say, 9-7. It'd be hard for them to win the rest of their games, you know. That's why I'd say probably more like 9-7 to finish
up. Yeah, they lose probably 9-7. Again, that's not – it's improvement. I mean, it'll be the first winning season they've had since 2000. But when you start off 5-0, you know, I told people this and I wrote this back then. If you don't make the playoffs after 5-0, it's gonna sting as much as 0-16 did.
That's true. Well, they didn't make the playoffs that 1 year. They started out 6-0, did they?
That was 4-0.
Oh, 4-0. Okay.
In 1980. They finished 8-8 that year. 8-9-7, but they didn't make the playoffs that year either. So.
Yes. So it's going to be a tough road to hoe for the Lions, that's for sure. But hopefully they'll have a chance now. How do you see that Michigan-Ohio State game breaking down?
Well, again, it's Ohio State will have a chance in that game. If defensively they do what Michigan State and Iowa, what Ohio State did a year ago against Denard Robinson, put pressure at the point of attack. You have to dominate the line of scrimmage, constantly put pressure on him and force him to react instead of just act. You do that, then you're forced him to throw the ball. I don't care. You force Denard Robinson to throw the ball on third and long. he's going to screw up. He is going to screw up. You stop the ground game. And they have a chance of being successful. The problem with Ohio State is just offensively.
Right, that's you know, their problem, yes.
You know, they just can't put enough points on the board. So it's a situation where whichever team, I know it's a cliche, but I think it's true, the team that makes the fewest big mistakes, you know, that's the team that's going to win. And Ohio State has a chance, provided, like I said before, they are physical defensively at the point of attack and containing Denard Robinson. If they play like, if they scheme it like Bo Pelini did last week, then Michigan could roll by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. Now, the other game, you know, that Michigan State-Northwestern game, I was telling Jack how Kane Coulter and Dan Persa, two very good quarterbacks, have carried Northwestern all year long. Now, the defense hasn't been that strong, but offensively, we know they can score points. Just because they can score points, does that give Northwestern a good chance of pulling the upset?
There's always a chance for the upset, but again, MSU defensively, the quarterbacks in this league, Earl, this is the worst I've seen Big Ten quarterbacking in quite some time. One-dimensional. These guys are basically running quarterbacks who cannot throw downfield. Persa, I thought coming into the season, would be at least decent, but I think he's still suffering the effects from the Achilles injury he had at the end of last season. Yeah. And he just hasn't been that effective. And the other quarterback who replaced him, who did so well at Nebraska, but again, primarily a running quarterback. That's what we're seeing in the Big Ten right now. Maybe that's a result of all the spread offenses we're seeing right now. But I'm sorry, if you can't make plays downfield through the air, you're going to be in trouble offensively. And I think that's a big reason why the defenses in the Big Ten seem to look a little better than what people think. And that's both Michigan State and Michigan.
Yes, with that Wisconsin-Penn State game. Now, there we have a quarterback that can throw and can make plays with his legs. Not many quarterbacks can do that, but certainly Wisconsin's quarterback can do that. Does that give them even a better chance? And we know Penn State's got a pretty good defense, even though probably not as good as Wisconsin's defense.
Wisconsin's going to get every call imaginable in that game. Mm-hmm. The Big Ten does not want Penn State in Indianapolis next week. They do not want Penn State in Indianapolis. You know, and everyone can say, "Oh, well, it's a great story how these players have overcome all this adversity." That's a clock. You know, the Big Ten, Penn State goes to Indianapolis. The story is going to be about the Penn State scandal, not about the Penn State team. The Big Ten, you know, the Big Ten really wants that in its first championship game. Be people talking about, "Well, did you hear the latest news about the Paterno having?" You know, I mean, all the stuff is coming out of the woodwork now at Penn State. You know. Paterno having problems with a former administrator there, but Paterno wanted to treat his football players differently than the rest of the student body. I mean, it's not a surprise. It happens everywhere. But again, Penn State was supposed to be this model of honor and integrity. The Big Ten wants nothing to do with that in its championship game. So Wisconsin are going to win this game. The better team, but just watch very closely. See how many calls Penn State gets.
Okay. Hey, Drew, I want to thank you for joining us. I know it was a little rough today, but we did finally get it together. So we'll talk. And I told Jack we might come back and just talk a little bit next week on that Big Ten championship game.
Well, you should. I mean, you should have one last pick there for that game.
Yeah, we probably will throw one in. We might have a three-way tie. Who knows how it'll end up.
Yeah, good.
Hey, man. Okay, talk to you later.
Yeah,
bye-bye. And that's Drew Sharp with us right here on AM 870. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
Turkey, potatoes, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, all welcome at the Thanksgiving table. Congress, presidential politics, the Tea Party, and Occupy Wall Street, maybe not so much.
It's caused some conflict and some tears at the dinner table.
I'm Neil Conan, talking politics at the Thanksgiving table. Join us next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Here's the weather forecast. A mostly sunny day with a high of 48 degrees today. Tonight, the low 32. It'll be mostly clear overnight. Windy and sunny for Thanksgiving Day and the high tomorrow, 55 degrees. Staying in the mid-50s for a high on Friday, and it'll be mostly sunny. I'm Scott Pohl.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527 or toll-free, 877-9527-870. And our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. We'll be giving away hockey tickets at the end of today's program, so give us a call at 353-5000, area code 517-353-5000, area code 517 for your chance to win tickets to the MSU Minnesota hockey games coming up this weekend. We give away tickets to each night's games. So once again, 353-5000, area code 517. And on the line talking hockey with us and talking about the big matchup between Minnesota and Michigan State is Scott Moore, the voice of MSU hockey. And Scott, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great today, Earl. How are you?
Hey, doing good and doing better when we get to that hockey game. You'll see me this weekend at the hockey game, so don't hold it against me.
Oh, we're in trouble. No, you passed your test earlier this season. We'll let you try it again.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that,
okay.
Sir. Yeah, now you've got your matchup now against the number one team in the nation. As I said coming on today, this Michigan State team is definitely improving. How do you look at the matchup?
You know, this team really is improving, and this is going to be a very good measuring stick because this Minnesota team really does kind of seem to have everything. I mean, they've got good offense, young offense. Their top four scorers are three sophomores and a freshman. And they've got very good defense, and they've got a goalie who is just playing out of his gourd so far this season. Kent Patterson's played all 14 games for Minnesota, and I was doing a little bit of reading on their last game, a 5-0 shutout win over St. Cloud State last Saturday, and I swear there was a typo in there because it said that he had gotten his 6th shutout of the season to break a school record. And I said, no, that has to be 6th shutout of his career. And no, it was his 6th shutout of the season in 14 games. He has 6 of them.
Wow.
This kid is good. He had back-to-back shutouts against Sacred Heart to start the year. So this kid, he's a good big goaltender, and this is going to be a good challenge for Michigan State.
Yes. Now, from what you've seen so far, what do you see as the biggest improvement between last year's team to this year's team?
It really, Earl, has been the style of play. You know, Tom Anastas came in and decided that he wanted to attack. He wanted to get out there and play a hard pressing style of hockey. And, I've got to admit, it took me by surprise. I did not think that was the way that they were going to be able to go because, I figured the strength on this team was going to be defense, and I figured that they'd kind of fall back into a trap and try to survive games. But they went 180 degrees from that. And that shows how much I know because they're playing some pretty good hockey right now.
Yes, they are. And it's certainly a testament to Tom Anastas and his staff. They've done a very good job so far. I mean, that's the thing. We know it's such a long season, but, I think there's still plenty of room for improvement even now as we speak, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of room for improvement. And the nice thing is that every single player on this team has bought into it. and they are looking to improve. They want to improve. What he told us early in the summer, even when once he had talked with all of the guys and gotten to know them a little bit, and he said that every single one of them mentioned that none of them had ever won a playoff game at Michigan State. And he said, you know, Kelly and I went through our careers and maybe lost two or three. And these guys have never won one. And so that really, I think, is driving these guys. They're seeing, how much fun it is to play this style of hockey, and, B, the kind of results that they're getting from it. And they're just hook, line, and sinker right in line with them.
Who do you think are the best players this year? I mean, they were okay last year, but somebody, I know a few players have really stepped up. Who do you see as the guys who have stepped up this year?
Both goaltenders have played very well, and we knew that that was going to be the case. Mm-hmm. Both Will and Drew are good goaltenders, and Will's just been on an amazing run, even though he took the loss last Saturday night. That was definitely not all on him. He played a whale of a weekend. He's played real well over the last two weekends. And Drew has played well when he's in. Sounds like they're going to put Drew back in at least for one game over the weekend and see what happens. And Drew has always responded well when somebody else has played. He kind of takes that to heart and says, all right, I got to bear down. I got to win this position back. So I expect to see good things out of Drew. The other thing, there's been some surprises offensively, and the question was, where are the goals going to come from?
Yes.
But, offensively, guys like Lee Reimer and Greg Wolf and certainly Mike Merrifield are just reaping the rewards of the new style of play and the fresh start, I guess.
Yes, and the other thing is, I know over the last few years we've talked a lot when you and I've got together, you know, how well they've done on Friday night, and then if they win Friday night, they have a more difficult time winning Saturday night. If they lose on Friday, then they'd be fighting back on Saturday. How do you see this weekend's matches? How have they been going thus far this year so far?
The weekend matchups have been okay. The one thing that Tom will tell you is that they have not really been displeased with the effort put out by the team yet. Maybe a little bit in the early part of the game this last Saturday. They were a little bit disappointed with what they saw in the first period last Saturday. They didn't think that the guys were really focused going in after winning five straight. They thought that maybe that had lacked a little bit. But certainly as the game picked up, as they got into the second period and then into the third period, that work ethic returned. So they were a little bit happier with the way they finished, even though they didn't win the game. The difference between Friday and Saturday has not been as great this season, and I think a lot of it's just that, these guys like playing this style of hockey. They like the attacking style of hockey. It's a more fun way to play the game.
Yeah, that's true. What about as far as, when the guys, they're starting to, they're playing this new style of hockey for them, and they seem, like you say, they seem to enjoy it, and I've just lost my train of thought, so I'll get that.
get that train back on the track there,
yes. That's for sure, but... I was just going to say that they've been winning this style and which has been very good for them. Can they keep it up? Do you think, especially on these weekend games? They're getting better on the weekend, as you said. But can they keep it going at all? And what happens this weekend with Minnesota? How do you see that game this weekend playing out?
Well, this weekend's going to be really interesting because I'm not sure how many people were aware of what happened at the end of the game Saturday. There was a bit of a fracas out on the ice, and five players, three from Northern Michigan's and two from Michigan State's, were given game disqualifications. And unfortunately for the Spartans, it's Greg Wolf, one of the leading scorers, and Torrey Krug, the captain and maybe the best defenseman on the team. So they're not going to be in the lineup on Friday. That's going to be an opportunity for some other guys to step up and contribute. And it's going to be an opportunity for these people to show what they've got. So they've got to take that to heart. so the Friday night game, they're going to be a little shorthanded maybe. And it'll be interesting to see how that works out. And then on Saturday night, you know, say if they fall on Friday, now you're going to get Wolf and Krug back in. They'll be back to their full regiment. And we'll see what happens with that. Plus, Dean Chelios should be back in the lineup after missing a couple of weeks with an upper body injury. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, whose spot he fills, you know, once Greg Wolf comes back in. I'm sure that Dean will step into that spot that that Greg has for Friday night. But then on Saturday, it'll be interesting to see what Tom does with the lineup and who gets in there and how Dean plays. So it's going to be a very interesting weekend. And, you know, this team surprises you. They went into number 5 Western Michigan and took 2 from them and played well the entire weekend. And you got number 3/2 Minnesota. They dropped a couple of spots after last weekend, but you got them coming into our place. Anything can happen, man.
That's true. Do you see the fans coming back yet, or is it too early for that indication? Do you see do you think the fans will come out for the Minnesota game?
Well, I hope the fans do come out for the Minnesota game because you know, these guys, you know, like I said, they're playing a very, very entertaining brand of hockey. It's fun to watch these guys this year, and I hope that the fans will come out and support them. Now, you know, there's a chance that the arena could be a little empty. It's a holiday weekend. The students are gone for the weekend, so you know, there may be a few less people, a few less regular season people there, regular season ticket holders. But that's an opportunity also, just like the guys on the team have an opportunity to step up Friday night. It's a chance for the greater Lansing area to step up and come on out and support the team.
Sure, because it's a good team. It's certainly entertaining and certainly well worth watching, Scott.
Oh, yeah. These guys, this is fun to watch. This has been, you know, just an amazing transformation for these guys.
And I tell you, the best thing that's going to happen for you and the fans is you won't have Ben there. Long as he's back at your place, and he's not there, so he can contaminate the game if he has to be there in person.
Well, Ben does a nice job for us here. I have to say that because he said that he would leave some candy on my desk for me. But he does a nice job for us here. And, you know, regardless of what he does with you on the air.
Okay.
Hey, Ben, we love you. You know. That.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. It's always good talking to you, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Earl.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep.
And that was Scott Moore, the voice of Michigan State Hockey. And we've got the tickets. Have you got the winners for us, Ben?
Oh, I believe so, Earl. For Friday's game, Friday's game, which is in 2 days, Sam from DeWitt is your winner, and you'll have till today to pick these up, right? Because Friday.
That's right. No one will be here tomorrow.
And then Steve from Jackson wins Saturday night's tickets. So Steve from Jackson, it gets Saturday night, and Sam from DeWitt gets Friday night tickets. I'll have these down in the office momentarily after the show so you guys can get here and get them.
Okay, and I want to tell you, tomorrow's show, we have a very special show for you tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. You're going to love this show. If you like basketball, and especially high school basketball, that's going to be great. We'll have Carlton Valentine and Steve Finnemore on a pre-recorded program you'll be able to listen to. So Carlton Valentine, the state championship coach of the Brick Reds of Lansing Sexton. He'll be on with Steve Finnemore of East Lansing High School, and that's the Thursday program. Then on Friday, we'll hear from Pat TD and also Fred Heumann from TV6 on the Friday program. So the 4 special guests for you should be a packed, filled powerhouse show on Thursday and Friday.
Thursday's show, tomorrow's show, that was fun because you could just tell that Coach Valentine and Coach Finnemore, even though when they get on the court, you know, are rivals, but together, get them together, they're kind of like buddies, you know. And that was a very interesting and fun show to record. So hopefully the fans of Sports Talk will get a kick out of that tomorrow.
Yes, and then Pat TD and, of course, Fred Heumann on Friday. We talked a little bit of baseball and then a lot of high school sports, but a very interesting show as well there. So if you like sports, just stay tuned on Sports Talk AM 870 Friday and both Thursday and Friday. Two very good programs for you on those 2 dates. We'll be back on Monday with another interesting edition of Sports Talk 870 right here on AM 870. We'll be talking about all the games over the weekend. We'll have a lot of good games there. So we'll talk about all the games coming up, and we'll talk about the Thanksgiving Day game coming up on Monday. So a lot of games to discuss coming up here on AM 870 WKAR and basketball as well. We'll discuss many of the basketball games coming up right here on WKAR. Michigan State plays tonight. Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Wisconsin-Milwaukee 4-0. Michigan State 2-2. So that should be a pretty interesting game tonight, and hopefully we'll have the people will be coming out for that game. So hopefully we'll have the big crowd. I mean, the crowd is always listed as 14,759 as a sellout, but most of the crowds there this year have not even been close to sold out. At least we should say, not that they might sold out. Maybe you bought the tickets, you just don't feel like going. So the crowds have been okay. They've been sporadic, basically, but they haven't been capacity crowds as of yet. So maybe when the time they play Florida State, maybe that'll be the first game that makes a full house, but we'll just have to wait and see. But hasn't been a full house as of yet, but we'll see if that happens then. We got one caller on the line. Hello, you're on the air.
What do you say, Brother Earl? Happy Thanksgiving there, brother.
Hey, same to you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm hoping you'll be a little bit kinder to your producer there. I mean, maybe you need a Texas Death Cage match, because then Earl not only trashed you on the air, but he trashed you to another guest.
He works for the guests.
Yeah, I work. I had two of my bosses on the air. If I would have just got Jeremy, that would have been 3 for 3. I could have had all three of my bosses, and then get my wife to call in, and we'll go 4 for 4.
So what you're telling me, Ben, is you're spread too thin. Is that what I'm hearing here?
If you ask Earl, he says I don't know what work is.
You're serving too many masters, maybe, but. As long as Earl's on the bottom of that list, in terms of priority. But anyway, you know, I'm glad you guys had the. I only caught the last 2 minutes of the show here, but I'm certainly planning on getting out to Munn, because just from listening to Coach Anastas, and you know, I haven't had a chance to catch a game yet, but it certainly does seem like their style is very entertaining. And
yes.
And you know, I used to get there in the old days as much as anybody, but I think it's time to kind of get back and. Get back into the MSU hockey swing.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds good. It sounds like that should happen for you.
Have a great holiday, gentlemen, and we'll catch you next week. Have a safe one. And Earl, I wouldn't tell you not to eat too much, but I'm sure that would just go over your head.
It would.
pass the message on to Jack. So yeah. maybe one of you.
No, that won't. That has no chance of happening with Jack.
I'll be 0 for 2.
Yeah.
Got it, Earl.
Okay.
Take care, Earl.
We'll talk to you later. Yeah. Bye bye. And hey, want to thank you all for listening today, calling today, and join us back on Monday. Remember, tomorrow we have Carlton Valentine and Steve Finnemore, and I'll tell you, a very interesting show talking about high school basketball and other aspects of basketball, college basketball, a little bit with him, but a lot of high school basketball, some of the recruiting aspects, how he goes about helping kids figure out where they want to go to school, what schools they are attracted to. So there's a lot of different aspects of basketball. I think a lot of you who are especially basketball fans want to hear. And both coaches speak very well on that and what they do to help kids that have opportunities to go to the next level. Now, every kid, of course, doesn't get a chance to go to the next level. And that's not their fault. They can only they get them there and they help them as much as they can. So a lot of times what what college coaches want and what they're looking for. So that's really the dilemma for them. And they only can do what they can do. But it's a very interesting program, so make sure you tune in tomorrow. Then on Friday, you have Fred Heumann and Pat Tiede from TV6. And so you can hear that one. So here are the two programs. We'll be back on Monday. And just in case I'm not here, there'll be a special host for you on Monday, just in case if I'm not here. I want to thank you for listening and thank you for calling. You're listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870, WKAR East Lansing. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we ask you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons, call us up, and talk sports. Have a safe and pleasant happy holiday weekend, and we'll see you on Monday on WKAR East Lansing.